Welcome to episode 20 of Soccer Spotlight. We've come all that way in just, what is it, 7 months?
Yeah, it feels like a short time, but wow, 7 months.
Yeah, but again, we've gone 20 episodes now on 88.9 The Pulse, WQSU FM, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. As always, you know where to find us. Anthony Heller, Ryan Campbell back again. We took a week off last week due to some unforeseen circumstances. Mm-hmm. Also known as, I think I had to go to a softball game. it was a softball game. Softball was Thursday last week. So we got two big rounds of games that happened this week. So match days 32-33 in the Prem. We're going to start last Friday, April the 21st, Arsenal, Southampton, 3-3.
Just Arsenal in a free fall. This was just a precursor of what's to come later in.
Well, it's been coming. I think we've seen this coming. I think ever since the Liverpool game, it's been coming.
It's been coming, and Arsenal's falling apart. I'll say it's a young team that we're seeing them unravel. In the title fight, I think this is when we saw City come in favors for the title, and to see City actually starting to pull away too, because I think this was just like, whoa, shocker. Liverpool, you could see trying to Anfield 2-2. That's an okay result.
West Ham. It's never a bad result to draw at Anfield.
West Ham, you could say right off as scratch, but this, the way Arsenal came out, oh my gosh.
I mean, they were 2-0 down in 15 minutes. I think that tells you everything you need to know. Arsenal are a talented team. But the reality is, this is their first title fight.
And we are seeing
every player on this team is their first title fight.
We are seeing the inexperience come in, too.
I think that's where it is. I think that's where Arsenal went wrong. And now you see, once you get down into the final 10 games of the season, you go 4 without a win. This is what happens.
Especially with teams like City under Pep, you're not going to win the league. Cause
yeah. I mean, you look at the way Liverpool twice missed out on the league by a point. Granted, last year was because of some bad refereeing.
Mm-hmm.
I think you can easily make the case for two games where things could have gone, things like inexplicably were mm-hmm. missed.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that brings everyone is going to think of in that City Liverpool title fight is the Rodri handball.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, the reality is, this is Arsenal's first title fight. That you usually don't win the league in your first title fight.
Yeah,
you saw Liverpool in that title fight. The 18-19 title fight, they fell short because that's their first title fight.
Yeah.
I think that's what's happening. I think next year they're going to come up. They're going to be out there. They're going to be experienced. They're going to know what went wrong this time around. I think they have a chance of doing better.
Yeah, I think you have to learn from the lessons from this year and come back next year stronger, because Southampton, I would say, I thought Arsenal didn't bury. I thought we were going to lose, to be honest. But when I saw in the last minute that Trossard strike, that could have been the greatest moment at the Emirates if that goes in. The City game might have gone different, but I think after when you saw Southampton drawing the other three results, I think morale was in the ground. And to be honest, it was always room for City to go on and win, because it was just like Arsenal had no motivation. All the life was sucked out of the team. And for young players and even experienced players that had never been in title fights before, they didn't know what to do. They didn't know how to stop it. And I think Arteta has to learn from his mistakes. He has to come back stronger. And I think we have seen some Arsenal get exposed a little bit, I'll say. I think Arsenal needs Rob Holding out. I think Arsenal, they need another backup center that's better than Rob Holding.
Well, the thing is, Arsenal signed Jakob Kivior, and then where has he been? He's played two games.
I don't know. But Rob Holding is not Arsenal quality. If you're going for a title fight, Rob Holding is not quality. He's not even top four quality. So why would he be Premier League title quality? He's not. For him to even be on the bench is a stretch for me.
I disagree.
But you see it when Saliba goes out. You have to have players that could come in and do a job. Holding can't do a job. He's proven that.
Well, yeah. What surprised me is that they didn't just move Ben White back to center back.
Yeah, that's that's surprising too. But at the same time, Tomiyasu was out, so.
Oh, Tomiyasu. Then I understand.
Yeah, because I think we need more depth in center back and the defense, to be honest. Left back is covered, but center back and...
Tierney has played center back before.
Yeah, but I don't think...
I don't think that's better, but he has done it before, if that's what needs to be done.
I would say...
And obviously, Kivior as well. I don't know what they've... What do they spend? What, $22 million on him?
Yeah. I don't know what happened.
For him to just not play just kind of seems something's wrong. Maybe he trains poorly.
Maybe.
But who knows?
I would say probably this is a... Arsenal need defensive reinforcements. The starting lineup is good, but they need backups. And also, they need another midfielder. And Jorginho, he's all right.
Yeah,
but
yeah, they do need another
big
midfielder.
One. They need a starting midfielder.
The critical things you look for in Arsenal coming into the next season, you need a center back. Hope, and ideally, Kivior can be that. If he... Mm-hmm. I don't know what he's been dealing with. If not, you know, there's definitely players that are going to be available this summer. And you need a midfielder. You need somebody that can cover Partey.
And a Xhaka.
And Xhaka.
Yeah, because we need... I wouldn't even say cover. I would like one of those two to become a bench player and us to go get someone like a Declan Rice, maybe. Try to see if Jude Bellingham would come if we pay
Jude Bellingham
money. Maybe.
I'm going to tell you right now. I'm confident... Jude Bellingham, the fact that the Liverpool move is off, I don't think he leaves this summer. I don't think he goes anywhere this summer. It's pretty obvious to me that he wants the Liverpool move. Based on, you know, the stuff we saw with Trent, with Henderson. Like, the reports is, like, he and Trent can't be separated during England training. So it leads me to believe that he wants the move. I think it's eventually going to happen. Mm-hmm. But FSG just need to get it over with.
I understand that, but we need a top-class midfield. Declan Rice is out
there.
Yeah,
that's true. I think Declan Rice is probably the most likely.
The guy, Moyes Caicedo from Brighton. I'd like to see him come to Arsenal.
Yeah, who knows what that... He said, like, four different clubs are his dream club. He said Arsenal, Chelsea, Liverpool, and Real Madrid. So who knows what he wants to actually do.
Even McAllister. We need someone that's a starting...
I don't think McAllister is the answer, though. I think you need a more defensive-minded midfielder.
We need defensive, but we could also use attackment, the reinforcements in
two attack
and mid two.
I mean, you have Odegaard and Vieira.
But Vieira hasn't really done a job when he's come in, though. The other thing, too, is that Odegaard, we have seen him fall off to the end of the season. We can't let Odegaard just fall off and him feel comfortable to feel like he could fall off. We need his best, because at the start of the season, we saw Odegaard in good form. Now Odegaard, he isn't in as good of a form, and that's coincide with Arsenal's downside. I think the wingers and attackers we're good. Midfield, I think if we put Ben White back to center back, we need a right back. If we leave Ben White at right back for next season, we need another center back. That's a real problem, I think. That's the biggest problem. We need that in a midfield. Stan Kroenke needs to splash some money. Back Arteta. Arteta has proven this season that he is a top-class manager, a world-class manager. In my opinion, he's the best manager under 45.
Yeah, that's probably right.
So
you'd be hard done to find. I mean, the only one that really you can think of is Xavi, but I don't think Xavi is that particularly close.
Yeah, but I think they need to back Arteta and see what happens, because I think in a few, maybe even next year, or 2 years, this team could really be realistically lifting Premier League title.
I mean, you wouldn't even be that. It could have happened this year.
Yeah, but
that's the reality. Yeah, but no, I think the only one under 45 that comes close is Xavi, and I think he's benefited greatly from Real Madrid not being that great in the league this year,
and also La Liga not being as good as.
Yeah. He's also benefiting from Barcelona getting the benefit of let's put it straightforwardly, a lot of questionable decisions.
Yeah.
I think there's no club in the world that gets more questionable decisions than Barcelona.
I could agree with that.
But yeah, the next, so we're gonna go still through down the line this weekend's games: Fulham and Leeds. Fulham. Remember at the beginning of the season when nobody expected Fulham to be anywhere near staying up? They're 10th. They're going to finish above Chelsea. They're mathematically, they're safe.
Mm-hmm. They're in no man's land, to be honest. I don't think they're going to get Europe, but they're not going to get relegated.
To finish 10th your first year up is a good sign, especially because this team is young. This team, like, the thing is, the thing that Fulham usually do when the reason they've been coming up and down is because they've been all like, okay, we got to try and make it, we got to take a gamble here. If it doesn't work, we go back down, we come back up, we do it again. The gamble worked this year. It hadn't the last two times. And now I think they're going to stay up, and that's the big deal. Now they can continue to build from what they got this year onto a new better things.
Yeah. I'll say this. I'll say Marco Silva has rebuilt his stock.
He definitely has. I mean, he was terrible at Everton.
He was terrible at Everton, but the job he's doing at Fulham, you could back him maybe for, I wouldn't say a Premier League top six job, but maybe a job overseas. Maybe
I don't think he goes anywhere.
I don't think he goes right now, but I think if a team could call him for him, and it wouldn't be out the question. It wouldn't be outrageous decision saying Marco Silva, really that guy? Because the job he's doing at Fulham, I wouldn't be surprised. Maybe in 2 years, 3 years, maybe a team from Italy comes calling a big one, or Spain, big teams from Spain, not the Barcelona, Real Madrid, but the ones under, maybe Atletico Madrid or Sevilla's.
I mean, obviously the Atleti job is opening up.
Yeah, but it'll be opening up, but we don't know who replaces Diego Simeone. But, or even, I'll even say maybe the jobs in the Bundesliga, like a Dortmund. I could realistically see him going there.
Terzic isn't going anywhere, though.
Maybe, I don't know, not right now, but maybe in 2 to 3 years, we don't know what happens.
When a job opens up, yeah, but I think things, you know how fast things can change.
Yeah.
So next, at Brentford, Astonville. Unai Emery, what went wrong at Arsenal for Unai Emery? Because this is clearly a different beast.
I don't know, to be honest. I will say, It hasn't also been Arsenal. Remember, he was at PSG, and he went wrong for him at PSG, too.
So I don't know what happened when he was at Villarreal, because he was good at Villarreal, too. I mean, he figured himself out. I guess he's just not meant for the big clubs with so much pressure put on them.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's the reality. Arsenal, PSG, you need pressure put on you.
I think he's a manager like that could be successful at clubs like Everton. Like, not the biggest of the biggest clubs in the league.
Or Aston Villa, which he has been. I mean, Aston Villa are fifth.
Yeah, I don't think...
When did this happen? Can somebody explain to me when Aston Villa got into fifth?
I'll say, clap it up. The job Unai Emery has done has been amazing. And to be honest, no offense to you and your Liverpool ways and bias, but it kind of makes Steven Gerrard look bad as
does,
a manager.
It does.
The more Unai Emery stays in the job, the better he does. Because he had this team in a relegation. Unai Emery had his team, hasn't even been there a full season. They're fifth. They're above Tottenham, Liverpool. They're close to United.
Liverpool do have a game in hand, though.
But still, the job he's done, though, is just amazing. And I just think that Steven Gerrard needs to get back in job and prove himself right away, because the more he's out of a job and the more Unai Emery does with Aston Villa, it looks bad on his CV.
I do think the Champions League is still an option for Villa. I mean,
it's a far cry
because United have three games in hand, but because they're not. If it comes down to goal differential, they're not getting past Newcastle, but they could beat United to it. It would not be extraordinarily surprising to me if neither Newcastle or Man United qualified for the Champions League. It would not be extraordinarily surprising if their form falls off.
Their place, because Tottenham is not taking them. Liverpool, maybe.
Liverpool and Villa. I think Liverpool and Brighton too.
Maybe Brian.
I think it's probably going to stay the way it is, but it would not be extraordinarily surprising.
It wouldn't be crazy, but Liverpool, I think, is just too much a little back. I think Brighton could put on a run.
What I realized from the 2021 season is even when Liverpool are bad, I can't count them out.
You can't count them out, but it just feels different. I don't know. Maybe Klopp rallies the troops for these last few games and gets them in. But I see Europa League, to be honest.
I mean, two gritty wins the last two games. I mean, they're showing they're grinding out results now. Because this time, 3 months, like 3 months ago, this going 1-0 down against West Ham meant you were losing. Mm-hmm. Going 2-0 down against Arsenal meant you were losing. Mm-hmm. Conceding 2 goals meant you were losing. But they've put, they've gotten it together. That's the big thing.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about Leicester City Wolverhampton now. What do you think about that? What do you think about Leicester City, actually?
I expect them to stay up, but only just.
I say they'll stay up by goal difference or 1 point. I see Leeds actually going down, to be honest.
I do see Leeds going down. I think Forest are going to stay up, too.
I think it's Bournemouth that goes down.
Really?
I don't know. There's just something
they
about
it. I mean, yeah.
I see Everton. Everton's going to stay up somehow. Sean Dyche is going to scrap them up.
I don't know. Everton are in some really terrible form right now.
But when the fans get behind Everton, it's a special place. We saw that last season.
They've won one game. I mean, the fans aren't behind Everton, though. That's the thing.
I think they will, to see Everton stay up and maybe to see him get a new coach, Sack Dyche, in the summer.
See, here's the issue with that, though, is Arsenal. Is Everton's remaining games. They have to play Newcastle. They have to play Leicester away. They have to go to Brighton. They have to play City. I think they lose all four of those games.
And that's it? That's the end of the season?
And then there's two more. They play Wolves. They go to Wolves and they host Bournemouth. I think they might beat Bournemouth.
I think they could get a result at Leicester.
I don't think they get a result at Leicester.
I think Bournemouth and Wolves, they could get wins. I think they get a draw at Leicester. And I see, you said Newcastle and City and who was the last team you said?
Brighton away.
I could see them getting.
I don't think they're getting anywhere near any of those teams.
I think Brighton, they get a draw somehow. I think it's controversial. I think it's a refereeing controversy. But I see the ball bounce in Newcastle's way.
I don't think Everton are staying up. They haven't shown that, like, the fans are behind them. They've recently had some, I mean, they let Chelsea score twice, which pretty much tells you all you need to know. Mm-hmm. They've pretty much mentally folded. They've had some really bad results. Mm-hmm. They lost 3-0 away to Bournemouth. They lost 2-0 at home to Leicester. Pretty much everyone has beaten them this season.
I wouldn't be surprised though if they go down, to be honest. It'll be a shame, but won't be surprised. Let me ask you something else on the same topic of surprises. The Bundesliga, real fast. Did Dortmund win the league?
Yes.
Same answer for me. Bayern Munich.
Put my money where my mouth is. Yes.
Bayern Munich is in free fall right now, and it's scary. Sadio Mane needs to leave. I saw something last night that said Sadio Mane to Chelsea might be on top. Boy has been told.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know, but.
Okay, so I have another question for you. Did Bayern finish second?
How far back is Union?
4 points.
Who does Union play in their next games? I have to
see. Bayer Leverkusen, which is a tough one. They do have to play two teams that are up there. I don't know who Bayern play.
Bayern play Hertha Berlin.
That should be a win.
Then they play.
They do have to play Leipzig. And Werder Bremen. Werder Bremen. Bayern away has not. I don't know how Bayern differs home they and away. No, third. Bayern are good away.
I think they finished third and Tuchel gets sacked.
Yeah, honestly, I think they do finish third.
And to be honest, I think Oliver Kahn is out too, because this is a horrible idea to bring in Tuchel.
No, that it was not a good idea.
Nagelsmann doesn't look that bad now. Nagelsmann looks kind of a good option for other clubs because the job Tuchel is doing right now, they're looking at like.
Also,
oh my
you look
gosh.
Look at Dortmund's remaining games. Bochum, who are 15th, mm-hmm. So they play Bochum, Wolfsburg, Mönchengladbach, Augsburg, and Mainz. Who are...
Mainz are flying, though.
Mainz are 7th.
But they have
Wolfsburg
been,
are 8th.
They have been getting some good results, Mainz, in the last few games, so...
Yeah, so... Oh, they did just beat Bayern.
That's why I'm saying Mainz might be the one... I feel like Bayern do slip up, though, again.
I do think Bayern are going to slip up again. I don't know. I think Werder Bremen can beat them. I think Leipzig can beat them. I think Köln could beat them. I don't think Schalke's doing anything.
The only thing that I'll say about Dortmund, though, is that it's going to be a derby with Borussia Mönchengladbach.
That's not a derby.
I mean, it's not a derby, but it's a big game. Like, the region, I'll say. Derby is wrong. I'll say the region, they don't like each other. Really, industrial region type of type that goes back. But I think it will be just... I think they could slip against Mönchengladbach, to be honest. So you'd say Union finishes second, then, you think?
I do think Union finishes second.
Wow. So let me ask you this. How big of changes do you think we see at Bayern if they finish third?
A lot.
So do you think Tuchel's gone?
Yes.
Is Oliver Kahn gone?
Yes.
Does Mane leave?
Yes.
Does Muller leave?
No.
Do you think they bring in a number 9 this season?
Yes.
Next season? Who? Do you think they go for Harry Kane?
I think they go for Kane. I think they also go for Osimhen.
Who do you think they get, Kane or Osimhen?
I think probably Osimhen.
So what do you think? Let me ask you on the next question, because we'll go to Tottenham next. Where does Harry Kane go after this Newcastle result?
United.
United. Whoa. Anthony Heller's predictions, fast fire.
Quick fire. Yeah, keep him going. Keep him going.
All right. What do you think of Tottenham in that result? Because I had to say.
I'm not allowed to swear, but you know what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
I don't need to explain it.
I'm sorry. Who do you think actually gets a Tottenham job? Who do you think goes in for?
I don't know. Honestly, this is a tough one.
Because after this does not look good.
This is honestly a difficult question.
Tottenham could be out of Europe altogether, to be
they,
honest.
They could. They probably will. They might just give it permanently to Ryan Mason.
Permanently to Ryan
Mason? Honestly, it's possible. It's possible. They could also go for Will Still.
Oh, my gosh. If Tottenham do that, we should not count as big club. Replace them with Newcastle right away. Don't even say Arsenal.
Come on. I know you're biased.
I'm biased, but
Tottenham, you can't say Tottenham's not a big club.
But still, Ryan Mason as Tottenham manager, are you serious? That's going to be a worse hire than Ole.
No, I disagree.
You think Ryan Mason could actually do something?
I don't think it'll be as bad as Ole.
I actually put more faith in Ole than Ryan Mason.
I mean, you look at the state of Tottenham right now and tell me that Ryan Mason could possibly do worse than Ole did.
Kane's leaving. That's what I'm saying.
I do think Kane is leaving.
Kane's leaving next season, so.
I don't think it's physically possible to do worse than Ole. Like, even if Tottenham get relegated, like, it's still probably not worse than Ole.
Nah, that is definitely way worse than Ole.
I mean, you look at the squad. Look at the way they've been playing and tell me that it's not worse than Ole.
Richarlison isn't all that.
Richarlison is possibly the worst player, the worst regular player in the league.
I'm sorry, but he is not. He is overrated and he is overhyped. It's all because of that Brazilian hype. He is not going. He is not fit to be a top.
He's probably Brazil's like fifth best striker. If we be honest,
he is not a big six number nine. So if they try to say he replaces Kane, that's not going to work.
No,
Son has been out of form. Kulusevski has been out of form. The midfield needs.
Who hasn't been out of form?
And to be honest, the defense is just straight horrible. If I'm being honest.
Richarlison, 0 Premier League goals. Son, 8 Premier League goals, which is 15 lower than he had last season. Lucas Moura is Lucas Moura. 0 goals. Kulusevski, 2 goals. Perisic, 1 goal. Perisic has been fine, actually. But this is a disaster. Romero has been poor as well. Mm-hmm. Eric Dier is Eric Dier. Lloris has been awful. Lloris got dropped at halftime.
I know. It was that bad. They left 5 goals in 21 minutes, I think, right?
Yeah, it was 5-0 in 21 minutes, which is ridiculous. How do you possibly do that? You could have thrown probably the SU team in there. They probably would have gone more than 20 minutes without conceding 5.
You could take a under-13 team from Alaska. They wouldn't do this bad.
I disagree. I think that's pushing it.
That's pushing it. They would show more life and effort. They would put more hard work in than this team. They just look like they sat around, didn't come out with no intensity, no nothing. Like, I'm sorry.
No, but you're right.
I remember when that speech Vincent Kompany gave saying we could have taken the under 18 team. They would have showed more intensity, been better. It was a waste of time.
Yeah.
I think this goes for Tottenham right now.
This is exactly what's happening. It's mentally weak.
To come out this sad, I'm sorry, it's just so horrible. What was the team talk before the game?
He's trying his best not to swear, guys. He's trying his best.
Because I'm sorry. This is just such a bad team that has a weak motivation and weak mentality.
No, but you're not wrong.
Like, I'm sorry. It's not even Mourinho or Conte's fault or even Pochettino's fault. It's Levy the owner. It's on the players now because Mourinho has said it, Pochettino has said it, and Conte has said it. There is a weak mentality with Tottenham, and there always has been. There's a reason there's something called Spursy, because Spurs always Spursy it up. Do something that Spursy and have a weak mentality. They can never win titles, nothing. They don't have a winner's mentality, and I'm sorry.
You're right.
It's always going to be like that. You could bring whoever you want in. You could bring Guardiola in, Klopp in. They're not going to do really anything big with Spurs because there's a weak mentality.
I disagree. I think you bring Pep or Klopp in, and they make something
happen. It's Levy.
Happen.
It's Levy. Levy is a problem. They can't.
You are right about that, though.
Levy is worse than FSG, in my opinion.
I disagree.
Levy, you know what the problem is? Levy has even been saying, "Oh, the problem has not been that bad and stuff." Like,
I don't think he's as bad as FSG. I think FSG are the worst owners in the top five leagues.
It's close, though.
It's really close. Yes, I think he's probably the second worst. Also, United fans, I'm going to put this out there right now. You can complain about the Glazers all you want, but saying the Glazers are genuinely, compared to these two, not bad at all.
Yeah.
I would take the Glazers over FSG.
100%.
They show that they're not afraid to spend the money.
Mm-hmm. Next, let's talk about Wolverhampton and Crystal Palace on the Tuesday game, yesterday's game, matter of fact. 2-0, Roy Hodgson's losing run has. Oh my gosh, I'm sorry. Roy Hodgson's run has come to an end. He has finally had a loss. What do you think about that? Crystal Palace is safe. I think Wolves are safe, but.
I do think Wolves are. I mean, Wolves are 13th, so I do think they're safe.
But they both need to do something for next season because I think Zaha leaves.
You're probably right.
Goes to Arsenal.
Yeah, who knows? He could entirely. It's entirely realistic that he stays, though. That's the reality. Mm-hmm. Because I think probably when was the last time there wasn't a rumor that Zaha was leaving? There just wasn't. That just never happened. But yeah, this is a tough team. Like Palace or Palace, I don't know. I don't know what to say about Palace, honestly.
Palace, they're both safe. They're both just on the beach, to be honest. They're playing for nothing. They're both just waiting for the season to end and go again in the next season.
Yeah, pretty much. They're just trying to get out of here.
Aston Villa, Fulham. Villa continue their winning run.
Tyrone Mings scored. That's, yeah. I mean, that's how you know. The thing is with Villa, like, they just keep on going. They haven't shown any signs of slowing down. They're at least five unbeaten.
All right. That's so true. But let me ask you this quick little question.
They're 10 unbeaten.
Wow. Does Villa make the Champions League next year?
No.
Where do you think they make Europa League, matter of fact?
Yes, I think they finished sixth.
I can see it.
I'm gonna say this right now. City, Arsenal, United, Newcastle, Liverpool, Villa, Brighton, Fulham, Tottenham.
Wow.
And then Brentford. Then Palace. Then Wolves.
Then Chelsea. Wow.
I think Chelsea 13th. I'm going to put my money where my mouth is. Chelsea 13th.
I'm going to keep going. West Ham. Forest. 15th. Leicester.
16th.
Leeds.
17th. Relegation. Wait, no, not relegation.
Yeah, Leeds stay up. Bournemouth.
First relegated.
Everton.
Second relegated.
Southampton.
They're relegated.
Now, I'm putting my money where my mouth is. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I don't care. But if that's what happens, I'm a genius. We're putting that out there. I am the new Nostradamus, if that comes true. I mean, it's probably not, let's face it. But, yeah, that's my prediction. And saying Chelsea 13th, they're 2 points above Palace and Wolves. Two, which is crazy to think.
Yeah.
They're only 5 points ahead of West Ham. Things have gone terribly for Chelsea this season.
Leeds United and Leicester, it's just been a game at the bottom. Nothing really there, to be honest.
Chelsea, by the way, 6 without a win.
Wow. Let's actually go to Chelsea-Brentford. Chelsea, Todd Bolio. I'm sorry. Bolio.
Yeah.
And he wants to spend last more money. I'm sorry.
He has no idea what he's doing. He's just throwing money at random guys. All of these signings have been board buys.
Yeah. Not it. Let's go to the big one, actually. Man City, Arsenal. Let's go to the two big ones. The one that happened yesterday and the one that's going to happen in a few hours. Arsenal City first. What do you think of that?
I hate to say it, but I expected this.
I expect this too, to be honest.
I know. I wanted Arsenal to win the title.
I wanted them to, but I knew that City was always going to win. To be honest, City had too much experience. Arsenal had too much.
I mean, you've been saying this for weeks. Like you thought City was eventually going to come through. I really wanted to not believe you.
I am
jumping ship at this point. I am jumping ship. I think City's winning the league.
I've been saying this for weeks, and I've seen it because I just had a feeling around Arsenal the unexperienced is going to catch up to them, and it did.
Yeah, and we're realizing, I think that I acknowledge that was going to be the big hurdle, but I thought Arsenal were going to get over that hurdle.
I didn't think because Arteta was a young manager too, and I think all that put together, they'll learn from it, but it's just going to be too much, to be honest. I don't see Arsenal coming back, and be honest, City, good job coming back. They did a good job. And also, I think Haaland wins a PFA Player of the Year. I think Haaland is a front runner for the Ballon d'Or right now.
Yeah.
Unless something changes in the Champions League, which I don't see it drastically happening, I think Haaland is front runner for the Ballon d'Or. And that's crazy.
I think him and De Bruyne right now are 1-2.
And that's crazy because he beats Mbappe to win his first Ballon d'Or.
Yeah, I think that's probably fair, to be honest.
It's fair, but wow. Haaland, what a player he is. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to come in and be a good player, but I didn't expect this right away. Did he break the scoring record, or is he tied? I don't remember.
He broke it.
And there's still 7 games left for him to score.
Yeah.
I think you could argue if Haaland stays in the Premier League the next 10 years, he'll break the Premier League goal-scoring record, too.
Yeah, the thing is, he's not staying in the Premier League for 10 years. He's going to Real Madrid the first chance he gets.
He's going Madrid or Barca. I feel like Madrid, but yeah, he's not. But Haaland will go down as one of the best players ever touched the Premier League field.
Yeah, I mean, he's a joke, isn't he?
He is. Him and De Bruyne is just, oh my gosh, how do you stop that?
I can't stop. Listen, you know, say what you will about City and their questionable status.
Yeah.
There should be questions said about it. Mm-hmm. But Haaland and De Bruyne, say on the field, Haaland and De Bruyne are a cheat code. It irritates me so much because I really don't want to see City win, but they just they break the game. They're like a glitch in the game. Seriously.
Like, you put the guy that could make the best passes in the world, that has the best vision in the world, with arguably right now, not even arguably, I'll say it with my chest out, Haaland is the best striker in the world right now. Best
yes.
number nine.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you put that together with Pep Guardiola as a coach, it's unstoppable. I think it's a letdown that they don't win the quadruple.
I'd rather them not win the Champions League.
They'll probably do a double at least, but I feel like they'll probably do a treble. I don't want them to win, but they'll do a treble. I feel it. I'm just sorry. Next, let's go on to Tottenham Hotspur, Manchester United. Who do you think wins that today?
Draw. No. Does Maguire play? Wait, no. 3-3.
Does Maguire play?
Yes.
Does he start?
Yes.
Wow.
I know he's not good, but, you know, he's also the club captain. And honestly, I'm going to put this out there. Do you want Bruno Fernandes captaining your club?
No.
Like, say what you will about Maguire, because he's not good. But also, as a leader, I would rather have Maguire.
You're right about that. I'll say that. I'll back that 100%. I'm sorry, too, but Tottenham and United, I don't know. Maybe Tottenham could get a win, but I just think this is Harry Kane's trial for United.
Yeah. You know what I want to see? I want to see Phil Jones at center back. I want to see it so bad. Give him one last game. I don't think he's actually in the squad, but, you know, it would be cool.
I think he should get a shout-out with all the injuries you not have at center back, and also Maguire has not been special. Like,
I mean, you know what I think we've been seeing recently is that it's not the center backs that are making the difference. It's Casemiro.
It is.
It's simple as that. It's Casemiro.
It's 100%. That's it. The center backs, yeah, they were good. They were playing decent, but Casemiro's the biggest miss because Casemiro just guards them like he protects the back line.
Yeah, because here's the thing. Oh, he gets sent off in this one. Start with Martinez and Varane. Casemiro gets sent off. 0-0 draw at home with Southampton. Mm-hmm. You don't have Casemiro. You do have Casemiro. You have Lindelof and Maguire at center back. And they win. It's not the center backs. I've been saying this. It's not the center backs. Casemiro's had probably one notable bad game this year. And you know what? I am going to mention it because I want to mention it. Remember when Liverpool beat United 7-0? That was one of my favorite days.
That was a bad day for Casemiro. I admit that.
He was terrible. It was the worst performance of his career.
Yeah, I could agree with
that. It was the worst defensive. For the player that's been the best six in the world this year, that was the single worst performance by a defensive midfielder by any player in the Prem this season.
You could argue maybe even in Europe.
Possibly in Europe.
Well, I agree with
Lisandro Martinez against United, against Liverpool, the single worst center back performance in the history, arguably in the history of the Premier League.
Our history is a far.
No. I don't think that's that outlandish. I think he was absolutely shocking.
He was shocking, but
I don't think I've ever seen anything quite that bad.
I could say I've seen worse performances this season.
I'm pretty sure he was dribbled past 10 times, which is a full season's worth for a lot of players.
It was horrible. To be honest, that was the same Martinez we saw at the World Cup
Argentina. No, it wasn't.
I feel like United is just unraveling a little bit. They need to just go back in summer and rebuild.
Yeah, I think their rebuild is not finished. It's not finished.
I think United fans that say, oh, we could compete for a title, they're getting a reality check that
nope,
you guys cannot.
They're
get
what?
Number nine in.
15 points down?
Harry Kane, more midfield reinforcements, I would say. Like another midfield, it doesn't have to be a starting, but maybe a bench player.
Yeah, so we are going to finish the episode here. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to episode 20 of Soccer Spotlight. We've got two more episodes to go in the semester and in the school year. So for the third to last time in the 2022-23 school year, the academic year, we are going to sign off here on Soccer Spotlight. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in.